Once upon a time, far beneath the waves of a wide bay, lived a sea king who had 6 mermaid daughters. The youngest was the most beautiful, with rose petal skin, sea blue eyes, and a shimmering tail. All the princesses had sea gardens, blooming with coral flowers. Each day they played their harps and sang to the sea. The youngest had the statue of a handsome boy in hers, a white marble figure lost in a shipwreck. She longed to know more of the world above the waves.
"When you are 15, you can rise up out of the ocean," her grandmother said. "You can sit on the rocks in the moonlight and sing to the great ships sailing by."
Finally, it was the youngest mermaid's turn. Above the surface sailed a great 3-masted ship. She heard music and men's voices in choir. She swam outside the cabin window. Inside, she saw a young prince with big dark eyes, the crest of a red dragon on his breast, celebrating his birthday. Then a terrible storm broke. The waves rose high and lightning struck the sea. The ship pitched and creaked and gave way, its mast snapping in two. As the sailors were flung into the dark waters, the little mermaid looked for the prince. At first, she was overjoyed to see him sink into the sea towards her home. But then she remembered that human people could not live underwater. He must not die. She dived down fast and brought the prince to the surface. She held his head above water and carried him to a shore with fine white sand. He lay there still, like her marble statue. She kissed him and hoped he would live. Other people came to the beach and found the prince, and he awoke.